Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, a peltin' the puppy swile, sir. Sure, when we took un to the wharf, we got $6 and a half. And when we took un to the store, we got a dollar more, sir. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, a peltin' the puppy swile, sir. Now, Saturday evening after tea, a couple of gals, they came to we took them down without being seen as far as Jargy Hall, sir. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, pelting the puppy swile, sir. Now, Saturday evening, you can see a couple of girls, they came to we, and an elegant time was had by all till they're lying the morning. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, a peltin' the puppy swile. Now, a little disturbance then arose when everyone was picking their bows. When everyone had picked his own, John Barkey, he had nah one. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, peltin' the puppy swile, sir. Jack Bark goes up to Jim McGee, now what's she doing along with she? She used to go along of me, and she'll do the same this morning. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, a-peltin' the puppy swile. So Jack and Jim get in a clinch, and ne'er of them would budge an inch, and when a clinch broke up, they found the lady she'd a-gone, sir. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, a peltin' the puppy swile, sir. Now all young men take lesson of this, and never go fightin' about a miss. 'Cause all as you'll do is start a big laugh, and the lady she'll be gone, sir. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, a peltin' the puppy swile, sir. Turn it for a minute. I left out one verse. You've got this.
Well, you can sing it now.
The second verse, the second verse was, we wrote a letter the next day, and we posted it without delay, and we sent it off to Jimmy Baird for a couple of gallons of rum, sir. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be ye much of a hand aboard a vessel, a peltin' the puppy swile, sir. Now,
I can cut that in later.
This one, first one, you see, you can follow, you have the words, you can follow the words from the beginning. And this was the second verse, which I left out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
That should have gone in.
I didn't realize that verse of peltin' the puppy swile, sir, is a chorus.
Yeah.
It is, every time. It's a repeat chorus. It starts that way, and then it goes on from there, and it's a repeat chorus. But the second verse is the one about after they got paid off. You see, they sold their seals at $6.50 at the wharf, and then they got a dollar more for lugging them, dollar per hundredweight, for lugging these up to the store where they for the man who bought them. And then immediately they got paid off. They sent off a message to the firm of James Beard in St. John's to get rum sent out, because there were no liquor stores out in these two places.
Yeah, and they still aren't.
So they wired in, so he sent them out the rum, and the rum came along, and then they set up a party, and the rest follows that.
Yeah.
See, that's it.
In
that's
the book,
the idea.
I'd already made the index up before I realized that I called it a different title. I called it The Sealer's Ball. Is that not
good enough?
Yeah.
There's no name.
Yeah.
This is good enough.
Being
this
much
sounds,
of a hand of art of this
sounds
but he's
all
being,
right, yeah.
Much too dignified. It should be a bard.
Yeah.
Not a
bore. But this describes
bard.
It. This is a good description, as a matter of fact.
And you think it comes from the northeast coast somewhere?
I think it's northeast coast. As I say, I heard it from somebody on the south coast. But there wasn't much sealing done down there. The sealers down there went to the ice fields in their ships, but the sealers on the northeast coast not only go to the ice in ships, but they also do what they call a shore seal fishery.
Mm-hmm.
When the ice presses down on the northeast coast, they go and kill the seals on the ice and drag them ashore.
Mm-hmm.
It's more likely that these were this was the situation here, that they had killed a lot of seals and they dragged them in and sold them to the local merchant.
Mm-hmm.
And then he paid them off, and immediately they said, well, let's see how much rum we can buy for this. And they went right ahead on that basis.
Well, I hadn't understood it all except that last line of the chorus. What was that?
Puppy swile,
pelting the puppy swile means a skinning,
oh,
a little baby seal.
Oh, I see.
The puppy swile.
That was the only
swile is seal in the
seal.
Vernacular.
Uh-huh.
And this is what it means.